Right, we're changing the rules, making a relationship go sour quickly, which is a lesson in miscommunications and misunderstanding. And we're going to be looking at this topic from the vantage point of the story of Bilam. I'll start with a simple question. You know, if you're familiar somewhat with the story, we're going to look through it. Balak, king of Moab, sends emissaries to Bilam saying, please come, I have a job for you. I'd like you to come curse this nation that I'm afraid is going to attack me. So Bilam, being the altruistic soul that he was, says, I need to get permission from God. And then God tells him not to go. And then the second time God tells him to go, and he says you can go if you like, just know that you're only going to be able to say what I tell you to say. Okay, fine. He goes based on that, and then the very next verse, God becomes angry at him. So the question is, God told him, I mean, we're going to see it. God told him he can go. And God said he can go. How come when he goes, God's all of a sudden angry? Now that's I don't think that's it.
Different intention.
So there are two subtleties which I think are very significant, which we'll point out, of course, as we go through the text. One of them I put in bold so you can see throughout the text one major difference, and the other one I'm going to point out where I put an enter. In other words, between Pasuk Yitas and Pasuk Chaf. In Parakal Beis, there is a change, a significant change, which I'll point out as well. Okay, so let's take a look at it. So the elders of Moab came, and they tell Bilam what Balak has sent. And he says to them, so he tells them to stay here for the night, and they stay with him. God comes to Bilam and he says, who are these people that are with you? He says, the king of Moab sent them. He tells them that this is the message God said, excuse me, not God, Balak said to curse this nation that have come out of Egypt. You may not go with them, you may not curse them, because the nation is blessed. Says basically, go home, because Hashem has not given me permission to go with you. So they go home, and what do they tell Balak? What did Bilam tell them? God has not given me permission. And what do they tell Balak? Bilam has refused to come. Okay? Had he given the message properly, they should have said, God did not allow him to come, and that would be the end of the story. But Bilam didn't do that, and how come he didn't get that across? So we'll get to that soon. Just wanted to point that out. So Pasuk Tetzva, Vayosef od Balak shlosh svarim rabim v'nechudim ha'eli, he sends more officers who are higher ranking. Vayavo Bilam, Vayom Bilo, Ko Amar Balak v'nzipor al masim v'nam ha'elok ilayir. Balak says, you know, don't refuse to come. Ki chaved ha'chabedcha, I'll honor you, etc. Anything you want, I'm going to do. Pasuk Yuches, Vayan Bilam Vayomer El Avdei Balak, Yimitim Li Balak. Right, he says, let him give me whatever he wants. Lo Uchal Avoras Pi Hashem Lohai. Let's just pretend I'm Bilak. Can't go against what Hashem has told me to do. Pasuk Yuches, Vayatash Vuna Vazeg Amatem Halayla VeEda Mayosef Hashem Daberi Mi. You guys stay here tonight as well, and then I'll know what Hashem will continue to tell me. Okay, so now here's one of the subtle changes. Up until this point, God's name has been interchangeable. Sometimes it's Elohim, and sometimes it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. And it's a longer study to see the difference in terms of when it's Elohim here and when it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. But just wanted to I wanted to point that out. We will no longer see in the context of Hashem Himself. We will no longer see Him being referred to as Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Malach. The angel who confronts Bilam is called the Malach Hashem, Malach Yud Kei Vav Kei, but God is always Elohim now, from this point on. Vayavo Elohim el Bilam. So now it's the second guys who are here, and now Elohim comes to Bilam, and he said, "Laila the night." Tamar Yamarlo in Bekrolcha Bo Anashim Kum Leich Itam VaAchas Adavar Shadaber Elecha Oso Sase. If these guys have asked you to come with them, then go Itam, go with them, and but know that whatever I tell you is what you're going to be doing. Vayakum Bilam Baboker. So Bilam gets up in the morning, he saddles his donkey, and he goes with the officers of Moab. And then God gets angry at him. So he's on the path, and then God sends this angel. Okay, so with the incident with the angel is a different story, and the donkey is a different story, not relevant to our conversation now. At the end of it, Vayom Bilam el Malach Hashem Chatasi ki lo yadati ki atani sav lekarsi. Bilam admits to the angel that I have sinned. I didn't know you were there. If it's bad, I'll go home. Pasuk Lamed Hey. Vayom Malach Hashem el Bilam lech imho anashim v'yefes es hadavar asher daber lecha osos daber v'yelch Bilam im sarei v'lak. So the angel says, you may go with them, but just know that whatever I'm going to be telling you is what I'm going to be saying. So, Vayishna Balak Yiva Bilam, Vayitzei Lekarsov Ler Moav, Vashal Gula Arnon. Balak finds out that Bilam has arrived. Vayomer Balak El Bilam, Halo Shalom Shalakti Elecha, Lekro Lach, Lama Lo Alakta Elai, Hamam Lo Chakabdecha. You know, what took you so long, basically? Pasuk Lama Ches, Vayomer Bilam El Balak, Hinei Vasi Elecha, I'm here, so let's not talk about it. Ata Hayachol Uchal Daber Me'uma. You think I can say whatever I want? Hadavar Asher Simel Him Befiyo So Hadaber. Whatever God puts into my mouth is what I'm going to be saying. Vayelach Bilam Im Balak Vayavo Kiryas Chutzos. So Bilam goes with Balak and they come to Kiryas Chutzos. Vayizbach Balak Bakar Vaton Vayishlach Vayishalach Levilam Vlasarim Asherito. Balak slaughtered cattle and sent some of it to Bilam and to the officers or the dignitaries that were with it. Okay, so the two differences are, so the first one I pointed out, that at some point it becomes Elohim only who is talking to Bilam, and as opposed to Hashem, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, speaking to Bilam. And the other difference, if you haven't figured it out by now, although it is pretty clear on the sheet, is the difference in terms of the preposition, I guess it is, of which is translated to mean with. Okay, so that's going to be the focus of our discussion tonight, in terms of why God gets angry at Bilam when he told him that he could go. Okay, and we're going to focus on the interpretation offered by the Netziv in his commentary on the Chumash HaMikdavar. I don't know if the Netziv's theory works throughout Chumash, but I hope at least in the way that it's presented tonight, you'll see how, certainly in this case, and in some other examples which I've brought as well, this subtle difference is something which is something you could probably put your money on, at least in some capacity. Okay, and that is the difference between the word im ayin mem, which means with, imo, imachem, right, imahem, etc., versus the word es. And itam, bitacha, etc., which as sometimes, I mean, depending on the context, it has different meanings. Usually it's a connection to a noun or a verb or, you know, or preposition, whatever, like es hamakom, right, the place. But in some cases it can mean with. Right? And certainly ito or itam, is we all understand how that means with him or with them. Okay, so let's take a look at how Bilam relates to
an attitude
to everyone,
though, it seems.
From whom? Whose attitude?
Bilam's.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Attitude shift comes that right before Hashem gets angry, because of Chabal, Vayakam Bilam Baboker, Vayakadosh Es Hamero.
Right, so what's the attitude change?
Did the attitude change right then?
What is it? From what to what?
From being asked to do something for somebody else and saying, well, I really can't unless Hashem says it, to wanting to go. Wanting to curse Bnei Israel.
Well, you think he doesn't want to at the beginning?
Yeah, I think maybe he doesn't.
There's no indication of tax.
In the beginning, it's a business proposition.
Okay, so that's the question. Is it a business proposition all the time? Right. So that's an argument which we'll raise, and I'll bring more proofs to it than just what you said. What?
It's an ach more.
Ach, yeah.
So it's halfway through
the plus. Right. Ach is said the okay, but God had told him that also. Right? Okay. So, I mean, he had told him that earlier. Lo, you know, lo selechim ha'am, lo se'or sa'am. Where was it? I mean, in Pasuk Yud Ches, he said, I can't do what God doesn't allow me to do. All right, I mean, he didn't go into the same kind of detail, but let's take a look at the way Bilam relates to these people. These people come along and they tell Bilam, we'd like you to come im us, right? Come with us. And they stay with him, right? Im Bilam. I'm going just from bowl to bowl. God asks him, who are these anashim imach with you? And God says to them, Lo se'lech imahem, lo se'or sa'am, you cannot go with them, you may not curse them. Okay? What does Bilam tell them? What does Bilam tell them? He says, Me'ein Hashem l'siti l'haloch imachem. God has refused to give me permission to go with you. L'siti. Now what does the word l'siti mean? To give me? Meaning to give me permission? Or does it mean to give me, like latates oc to go with you? In other words, to give me as a present. No, latate means like to give me. He can't. God has refused to give me to you. In other words, there are two different ways to look at it.
At this point, you're saying he's acting as an agent for God purely.
Not purely, because this is the first point. What did God say to him? God said to him, "You may not go with them. You may not curse them." What does he tell them? I may not go with you. He doesn't say to them, I may not curse them.
Okay.
If you're an agent of God, God gave you a message.
Instructions.
Tell them, I can't go with you because I'm not allowed to curse them. End of story. What's he doing? He's leaving the door open to say, look, maybe there's another way to convince me because I'm not giving you the whole story.
I know there's a commentator who says that he was looking for more honor, and that's why...
No, for sure.
Thought he had some greater emissaries.
For sure. There's certainly that route to go. I'm not going in that direction tonight because I have a different focus, but I think that this distinction just supports that idea, that Bilam is leaving the door open for more people to come because he doesn't want to give up on the opportunity, even though God told him, you can't do it. Had he told them, guys, I may not go with you, God doesn't let me. End of story. This guy is God-fearing, and his God doesn't let him go, so that's it. There's nothing to talk about. If that's what he presents. Okay, so they come back, and I pointed out before the difference that God told me I couldn't go, and the message which they understand, which is, Me'ein Bilam haloch imanu, that Bilam has refused to come imanu with us, but maybe he'll go with somebody else, right? That's why Balak sends more people. So the next ones come. And skip the pasuk itas. So he says to them, "Look at this is the relationship that I have with God. My Yosef Hashem daber imi. Let's see how God talks with me. Okay, my relationship with God is im, with me. Okay, and what the and again the difference between im and s, both meaning with, we'll get to soon. So now it's at this point in time, after Bilam has made it clear that I really do want to go with you, but you know, I'm waiting for God's word." So God is no longer the God of compassion in any which way. He's only now at this stage of the game, din, because he's going to allow Bilam to go, but with a caveat. Vayavo Elohim el Bilam laila. So God comes to him. He says to him, "Let's go to the next line. Kum lech itam. You may go itam." He doesn't say go imam. Go itam. You may go with them. However, that which I will tell you, that's the only thing you're going to be able to do. So, based on what Bilam didn't report before, right, and that was a problem, what should Bilam report to them now? I may go itchem, but I will only be allowed to say that which God allows me to say. What does Bilam do?
That's the first thing he said at the beginning of the parsha. I don't know why Bilam already agreed to that. You know what Bilam told Balak? I'll say whatever God wants me to say.
No, but he never told. It's after conferring with God. No, all he said was, "I can only do what my God allows me to do." That's what he told them. But after the fact, he doesn't tell them what God doesn't allow him to do versus what God doesn't allow him to do. He gives them all the information that he feels they need. Okay, God didn't say. God didn't let me go. That's what he says to them the first time. This time, he says to them, "Oh, God, let me go." oh, what about what you're going to be able to do? You're not going to be able to do what Balak's asking you to do. Oh, no, that's not information. I'll pocket my fee. Whether it works or not, it doesn't matter. The point is, but why does he do that? Okay? Kum lech itam.
Is one of the relationship like a child asking a parent because they want to do something over and over, like nagging, a child nagging a parent.
Well, I mean, to a certain degree it is. Because God says to him, Bilam wants to go imam. And God says to him, Kum lech itam. You can go with them, but that's not the same level of with as imam.
You can go to the party, okay, but you better not behave like that.
Right. Right, and that's what I think is the. I mean, my proposal is, and the Nitziv kind of hints to this. I don't know if he gets it in the same depth. But my proposal is that im means to be with them in the same mindset, you know, same goal, etc. Versus s, when you're going with them, like itam, you're going because it's a job. They're going to pay you, and then when it's done, you're going to leave. But you're not getting any pleasure out of it.
The best opportunity is the s m.
Uh huh.
Is the opposite, is the other side, is with.
By Chacham
Rashi, the difference of the questions is...
No, but that's not with you. It doesn't mean with you. That Eschem does not mean, it just means you.
Chacham says Eschem, the Rashi says Lachem.
Yeah.
The Rashi is facing Lachem, excuse himself, but the Eschem is supposed to be inclusive.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, it means, but Eschem there means to you, it doesn't mean, it's not Itchem, it's a different word.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same. You could say it's the same letters, and you could make an argument, like a drashic argument, but it's. I don't think it's the same word. Okay. Anyway, so why does God get angry then? Because Vayakam Bilam Baboker, he gets up in the morning and he saddles his donkey. Vayelech im sarei moav. He goes with them. God said you can go itam, and he goes imam. So that's why immediately Vayichar af Elohim ki olechu. God's angry at the way that he's going. Because his reason for going is not what God told him. And not only that, but he didn't tell them everything that he's supposed to tell them. God told me I can go itchem. He didn't say that. He just goes imam. In other words, once he got permission, he takes in his own interpretation. Because he wants to be with them. He was waiting for God to give him the yes.
Open the window.
Right? But once the, you know, okay, honey, you can go on the date. You have to be home by 11 o'clock. Oh, I can go on the date? Great. You know? So I'm not following that curfew, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's basically it. And the now after the whole Malach and donkey incident, so look what the Malach says to him. Vayomer Malach Hashem el Bilam, lech imo anashim. Go with them. And remember, Bilam realized now that his life had been in danger because of what he had done. So Bilam does learn his lesson. The guy says, look, if you're going with them, then fine, you can go with them. However, Ephes is hadavor asher daber lecho, so is daber vayelik Bilam im sarei v'alav. Now he has the angel's blessing, but he knows that he can only say what God tells him, and that's why in Pasuk Lamed Ches, when he finally meets Balak, the first thing he says to him, Balak's like, oh, you know, thanks for coming, what took you so long? And Bilam's like, well, it doesn't matter, I'm here, let me just make one thing clear. It's the first thing he says to him, hadavor asher yasim Elohim b'fi oso daber. I can only tell you what Elohim, I can only do what Elohim says for me to say.
But Bilam goes in. Why wouldn't it say after the incident with the Malach? Why wouldn't it say
Malachim?
No, because the Malach said you can go in them, but you also can only say. Is it contradictory? Well, I mean, it's the Malach who's giving him that out, so to speak, because he's learned his lesson because of the angel incident and the donkey incident. I mean, Bilam looks like a total.
Now, oh, now you can go with it. Now you can be in there.
Now you can go with them, but remember, Ephes Asher Daber Lecha says Daber, that you need to make clear that you're not going to be able to do anything except with, because you haven't done that up until now.
Because that word Ephes is something that you didn't highlight, but is very, very important.
Right.
The word Ephes, I think it's three times in the Torah.
Well, I don't know how many times it is in the Torah, but
Ephes Gezaam.
Right. I don't know.
I think it's one other.
Okay, it could be. I haven't looked that up. But my point is though that once he hears that, when he finally does meet Balak, the first thing that he says to him, aside from I'm here, is understand that I'm only going to be able to say that which God puts in my mouth. So that it's very clear, which is something which he had not made clear up until then. So now if you want to go in them, because the in is insignificant now, because it's out that Bilam is not going to be, as much as he personally may want to be in them and in Balak, he's not going to be in Balak because everybody understands that he's only going to be able to say what God allows him to say.
I'm not sure he's learned his lesson yet.
Oh, I don't think he's learned his lesson. I don't think he ever learns his lesson.
That's why the question.
You're talking about in the very general. Does he ever really learn his lesson?
As a matter of fact, I think it's sort of the opposite. Is that Hashem knows he's a bad guy, and he's given him a shot to redeem himself.
Right.
He's angry at him because he doesn't even. He's given him like the wide open, obvious door. Right. Here's your chance to do
this.
We know you're a bad guy, and the guy just won't. He's hitting him in the back of the head completely, and he won't take it.
Fair enough. You know, so Bilam, you know, we're not looking for Bilam to become the world's biggest tzaddik after this. What we are looking for Bilam to do is at least say, okay. You know, it's like when I was in the drama society in YU. So after we would have our rehearsals, so the director would sit us all down, and he would say, okay, you missed this line. You were in the wrong place. You were this. And our job was not to argue with him, but it was to say, note taken, and write it down, and fix it, so next time it wouldn't happen again. And that's really what Bilam is supposed to do. And at least in a small way, in a small, you know, specific point, he does say, note taken, and he fixes it, he fixes that specific point. Does he fix his whole, I mean, he's going to fix his whole MO because of a conversation? I mean, who does that? Nobody does that. You know, you have to torture him to get that.
Not that many people get to talk to God.
That's true.
And have donkeys.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, the whole conversation with a donkey. I mean, you walk away from that, you say, God, this Bilam really is a moron. I mean, you know, there's no other way to describe him. I mean, all right. Anyway,
there's more. Yet he's a prophet on the high stuff.
Almost. Benitzin certainly doesn't agree with that idea, and as he's about to present. Yeah. Okay. Let's take a look. Now, the reason why I brought the Nitziv is because, well, I didn't look at all the commentaries. I mean, you can never look at all the commentaries. But of the ones that I looked at, he's the one who really addresses the subtle nuance of im versus es. Other people in other contexts say that im and es, they both mean with, and it's the same thing. It's interchangeable. Well, my argument with that is, if it were interchangeable, then why would the Torah have two words for it? Okay, I mean...
Yes. This is examples where some people say, well, this shows that the Torah had many authors.
Right. So
I know is not, you know, driving what we...
I think that it's those subtle differences that show you that there's brilliance in here beyond what most people might notice. Okay. So the first pasuk that I brought here is the Nitziv pasuk vav, and then afterwards that which is just a little bit of his description or his understanding of the way Bilam operated, and then following that I brought all the comments that he has on this difference of im versus es, something stuck in the middle based on a reference which he makes, which we'll see when we turn over the page. Okay, ki adati es asher etam v'rechem v'rach. He says regarding on the pasuk, which is actually the first pasuk before what I quoted up above, that Balak's message to Bilam was, I know that you bless those who deserve to be blessed, and you curse those who deserve to be cursed. So what does that mean? So he says, Basher min hago haya gam levarech ulekabel scharo mushlam ava be'emes lo haya bekocho levarech. That what the way Bilam operated was that he might bless somebody or a nation, let's say, and pocket his fee. But the truth is, he didn't really have the power to bless, you know, like a Hasidic Rebbe, so to speak, and have his blessing come true. What was Bilam's power? Ella yada ayudei kishu v'chochmas itztagdinus mishemezalo yafeh. Bilam was able to read astrology, the zodiac, whatever, you know, he understood horoscopes, right? He had that was his power. So he knew in that realm who had the upper hand, and he would go, okay, I'm blessing that guy. Right? It's like Rabbi Moshe Tandler told me that I have a reputation, he said, I'm quoting, he says, I have a reputation for giving good brachas. He says, like, my brachas are, they don't mean any more than your bracha makes, but if I give 100 brachas, because people ask me for brachas all the time, and one of them happens, you know, it's like, then you get a good reputation from that. So, in a twisted parallel, what the Nitziv is saying is that Bilam was able to read who's going to be getting this blessing anyway, based on whatever signs that he was able to read, his magic or astrology. And so he said, okay, I'm giving you the blessing. Oh, it comes true. Ooh, Bilam is Mr. Powerful. No, it was going to happen anyway. That was the way the world was supposed to operate.
I've heard people compare these Hasidic rabbis with the scribes that never gave them blessings, and taking the donations, comparing them to a Jesse Roadshow.
It's a similar. I guess you know, at least in the way that I just described, it's very similar. Right, exactly. Okay, so move our lumakabel scharo. Aval Balak yada heitev zehinyan. Balak knew that about him. V'amark yodehu sashet avarech harehu muvorach mikvar. He knew that whoever Bilam would bless is already blessed, but you need Bilam to be able to read that. You need Bilam to come along and say, and to read the stars for you, because that was his special power. I'm sorry. Achla Asher Tar you are. Eino Haraah Poelas Beemes Lachil Klala Afilam Misha Eino Mikulal. That he could also bring about a curse to happen on a group, even if they're not cursed by the stars. Mikodim Alkein Muvakeshi Kalel Asam Velo Sheyivarech Asmoav Sheyuni Talim Meira As Yisrael. And this is why that somehow Bilam's power extended to the idea that he could bring about a curse somehow on somebody, because not everybody has everything perfect going for them. Like, think about it. Why doesn't Balak say, "Can you please come? There's this invading people. My people need a blessing. Right, protect us from them by giving us a blessing." That's one way to look at it. Or the other approach is curse them. Well, right, but. But the point is that he could have gone about it either way, but he chose the curse method because he knew that Bilam's curse method had a better shot of working than his blessing method, because the blessing method was based on the stars.
There is a commentary that says that he had some perception that they were being protected by a Shep, so unless he had a way to cheat that armor, he wasn't going to win no matter what.
Right. So the question is, how much did Bilam sign in to Balak's attitude? Because Bilam may have known or may not have known, but because he wanted to curse the people so much,
the attack he takes by getting them to sin, mm-hmm. he's not going to try to beat him.
Right.
Was
the end of the story, right? Yeah. Why didn't he do that first?
What, getting us with the women?
I don't know. Yeah. Why do people beat their head against the brick?
No, it's like the last resort. It's like the ace of the
hole. Right. If you're ever Yossi's faith, then he asked the question on the
break at
the end.
Okay.
I think I don't know if it's the Ramban, where they talk about the laws of Nebuah mm-hmm. and finding a false prophet, to curse them actually makes more sense from Bilam's perspective that he wants money. Because if somebody says something bad is going to happen tomorrow, and it doesn't, that doesn't mean they're a false prophet, because everybody could have done tshuva.
Right.
If somebody says something good is going to happen tomorrow, and it doesn't, they're definitely a false prophet,
right.
But because you know that never came to fruition. Mm-hmm. So if you're a Bilam and you want to cover your eyes, and it didn't happen,
right.
It's like, well, you know what? Somebody learned extra that
they
found favor in God's eyes. So he had all the angles down.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I mean, that could have, that's another reason why he's agreeing to go under the conditions that he's agreeing to go. Okay, so Pasuk Yibes. Lo selechi mahem. Shehema holchim baderech hamelech v'yagia shama ro'os eino shel Bilam. Don't go. God initially didn't allow him to go because they're going on this derech hamelech, right, the king's path, and they'll somehow be under Bilam's eyes to find a way to curse them. This is the main thrust of what of the you know the nuance, the diuk, the insight of what God is saying when He says, "Do not go imahem im with them." But He didn't say you can't go with him at all. He just said, "Don't go imahem, don't go in," but not that you're not permitted to you know take the trip. Vayakam Bilam baboker. So when Bilam got up in the morning and reported what God had said, so all he said was, "Me'ein Hashem l'siti la'alochim achem." He says, "Shehema holchim b'der." I'm sorry, I went back. Matza b'gasus richo makom lahagid his pa'arus ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu chash lechvado ad shamar b'lashon ki me'ein Hashem l'siti. That Bilam was so haughty that the way in which he presented, and I mentioned this before, because I had seen the Nitziv before, but he says that the way Bilam presented it was in such a way that, you know, God was looking, you know, to a certain degree, look, Bilam was his prophet, he was looking out for Bilam's kavod and said, look, I, you know, make me be the bad guy, okay? God didn't allow you to go, okay? Don't say it's because you're refusing, you know, why should people say bad things about you? Say it about God. Right? The reason why God did not allow him to go. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. The language of lisiti, to give me, right? I mentioned before that there are two ways to look at it. Lisiti, he didn't give me permission, and on the other hand, he did not allow to give me as your present. The interpretation is the good of the recipient of a gift. If he were to go imahem with them in the im capacity, then it looks like it's to their glory. But God does not want to give Bilam to these people because their intentions are wicked and evil. That's why he got up in the morning to tell them to go home. He said, and through that it would be understood. You guys, listen, you can't stay here. It's not my honor. You know, it's not respectful to me if you stay here. So get lost. Okay? Now, if he had told them, shuvu, return to your place, that means return and don't come back. What does he say to them instead? Mishum hachi amar lechu el atzichem. He says, go. Go to your place. But go to your place doesn't mean that I never want to see you again. It means go. And, you know, the door is still open if you'll come back in a different way. Shehu miutar lefiyanyan. It's extra to tell them to go. Tell them get lost and stay there. He doesn't say that. Ela kim itzaveshi elchu mimenu kihem negei kvodo. It seems that he's telling them that they should go because the way in which they've come now, what they're asking for, is not in his dignity. Right? It's not enough kavod for him. And he contradicted, the wicked one contradicted God's intent to them. In Bizadon, in Belish Shumlev, either it was on purpose or indirectly, but the point is he didn't present God and what God had instructed him properly to the point that they understood what he personally wanted them to understand, but not what God wanted them to understand, not the message that God wanted.
He didn't represent truly.
Right, exactly. So when they return, they tell Balak, Bilam has refused to come. Bilam certainly mentioned that God did not allow me to go. But this is the punishment to somebody who presents with a false approach. He didn't present it in such a way that they understood in order to inform Balak,
back off.
Right? That this is God. They didn't come back to Balak saying this is God saying that he can't come. This is Bilam saying that he can't come. Oh, it's Bilam? All right, so, you know, maybe we can convince Bilam if we offer him more, if I send more, you know, higher ranking dignitaries. Ela me'ein Bilam alokimaru. Right? It came across as Bilam has refused to come. Not that God. Aval Balak yishiv alashon sha'amru kemein Hashem. But Balak somehow responded that, you know, if God is refusing, I'm not sure what he's referring to there, but certainly the perspective that they understood, the officers understood, which they presented to Balak, was that it was all Bilam doing and not God doing. Balak may have been wiser than them. Balak may have said, all right, you know what? So I mean, maybe we could convince him even if God did not allow him. So that could be. I mean, look, you know, you have to give a king credit, I guess, in some respects of being more in tune than his officers might be. In the Krolcha, so this is when God finally is about to give him permission. In the Krolcha Ba'on Hashem, Im Ein Ikar Ha'alicha Hu Shiyehi Imahem Aderach Moshe Vos Yisrael. If the whole point of your going is not that you should be Imahem El Hakriya Shetavolahem, but the call was that you should just come with them, accompany them. So God says, if that's the case, then Kum Lechitam. Go with them, accompany them. Right? Go get your fee, pocket your money, but don't make this personal. Leave your ego and leave your attitude home and go along for the ride. No big deal. I don't have a problem with that because I'm not going to let you say what you may want to say.
Was Bilam offered the job for coming with them or for cursing them?
Good question.
No, so that's the question. And this is why God is saying, if im ein ikar ha'alicha hu she'ehi ma'em, if it's not that they're asking that you to be in them, What they're asking is for you to just come. They want your presence. Do you want your presence? Fine. They're willing to pay you to give your presence there. Great. You know, so fine. Kum lechitam, go there. I'm not. God's point is, I'm not stopping you from being present, but I don't want you to be with the same heart and soul and the same mindset as they're having. V'lo amar Hashem kum lech imahem. Haynu mishum d'lashon itam mashma'o shelo b'hishtavos v'sraos. In other words, the language itam means not with such an intimate, you know, connection of the minds. Kemoshe kasafti le'el yud aleph yud zayin, as I mentioned on the psukim in Parakid Aleph, pasuk yud zayin. Vadavar muvan she'ein izhar milechas b'derach yeshivas Yisrael, and it's understood that he should be careful about. You know, going in the path where the Jews are, because God's not going to allow you to do that. Okay, go to the second to last line in this box. However, Bilaam had a different mindset than what God allowed for him to do. He wanted to go im, and that's why that's what he did. And then we're going to continue with that comment of the Nitziv in just a minute in the next box. But I just wanted to show you what he was referring to in Bamidbar Yud Aleph Yud Zayin. It's always good whenever a commentary quotes something to look at it. So that's why I brought it here. Bamidbar Yud Aleph Yud Zayin is the story of the Misananim, those who were complaining, saying that we wanted meat in Parshas Baal Oscha. So here it is. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Asfali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, Asher Yadati Kim Zikne Am, right, gather the 70 elders. Vyaradati V'dibarti Imcha, I will come down, I will speak in you, Sham. V'yatzalti Min Aruach Asher Alecha, V'samti Aleihem, V'nasu Itcha, and then they will bear the burden of the people with you, B'masa'am, V'lo Tisa Atal Vadecha. Okay, so the difference is God's going to relate to Moshe with Im. Moshe is going to relate to the Zikanim with it. Itcha. Okay, so there's that difference. And the Nitziv focuses on it. We'll just skip to the part which is in bold. I should have said, I'm going to be speaking itcha. If they both mean you, what's the difference? Even though ito and imo both mean with you, that there is a deeper connection with imo between those who are, you know, communicating with one another or relating to one another than is the case of the word ito. Okay, so getting back to our story. So again, I mean that is the cause for the distinction between the im connection of God and Moshe versus the it. Itcha connection of the Zakenim, the elders, with Moshe. So getting back to our story, Vayelech im Sarei Moav, and the problem with Bilaam was that he went im Sarei Moav, Veloksi v'eis Sarei Moav. This is back again in the Nitziv, back in Parshas Balak. He doesn't say that he went eis Sarei Moav, which would imply a different kind of with, that he's going because it's a job and he'll get paid, but he has no vested interest in it. V'chein mashmaus u'shnein aravi mo'ad. That's also the significance of he's taking his two lads, Imo, with him, because they too were trying to, you know, we want to attach ourselves to this guy Bilaam, we want to be the apprentice so that we can one day become the prophet as well. But they have the same mindset. And it's not like what it says with Avraham, when he brings the two lads with him to the Akedah, where it says that they're Ito, they're with him, but in the Ace format. Because they didn't know what Avram was going to do. They weren't in the same mindset of what Avram, you know, Avram's instruction, Avram's intent. And he didn't want them to be there. When they came, he said, you guys stay here with the donkey, and I'm going up there with my son, and you guys aren't any part of it. But these guys wanted to be with Bilaam, completely with Bilaam, in every sense of the way. Exactly. And his going in the officers of Moab is right when he left the house. And then they were separated, and then he had the donkey incident. So when the angel says to him, you can go in the people, he says, look, bottom line is, you have free choice of whether you're going to go or not. That's your choice. However, so you just have to know that the only thing you're going to be allowed to say is that which I'm going to tell you. And as you mentioned, Bilaam did learn that lesson.
He did or didn't?
No, that he at least made it clear to Balaam. But he also made it clear to Balak.
But it was by God before this.
Right, but he never made it clear to anybody. After this, he makes it clear to Balak as soon as he meets him.
Because he just had the incident with the Malach.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Well,
even though the Malach said, you can go in, but remember that the caveat, you can have whatever mind you want. Look, the bottom line is, you have free will. Okay, but I'm not going to allow you to say that which I don't want you to say. So the free will, the in, means your mind can be whatever you want it to be. Your heart can be whatever you want it to be. You're going to be there. Your mouth is going to do what I make it do. Okay?
You can have a blank piece of paper and draw any picture you want.
Right.
But don't go off the paper and write on the floor.
Right. Well, I'm not going to let you anyway. Okay? So just to bring the point home, I brought here two episodes in the Torah where we have this subtle difference of the ito and imo, and I don't know if it works across the board, and I'm saying that to be intellectually honest, but it is kind of clear though in these cases that the ito versus imo is a distinction in their relationship. The first one is Lot in his relationship to Avraham. Lot, Avraham, when he initially is told Lechacha, so he goes, he leaves Charan, and he takes his nephew Lot with him to go to Canaan, based on God's instruction. And who's his nephew Lot? He's his kid. You know, we don't even know if he goes with him down to Egypt afterwards, because he somehow disappears. Lot, like, take a look what it says. Vayelech ito Lot. Lot went along for the ride. Did he care about Avram's mission? No, he couldn't care less about Avram's mission. Avram's mission is insignificant to him. It doesn't matter. Only after Avram comes back from Mitzrayim with wealth, and with the whole story with Sarai, etc., then what do we see? Bayal Avram in Mitzrayim, who v'yishtov v'chol shalov, v'lot imo hanegba. What's Avram now? He's a rich guy, he's defeated the king of Egypt, however you want to view him. All of a sudden, Lot is imo. Lot is an opportunist. He's an opportunist, but yeah, he's wholehearted because he's an opportunist.
Well, I went with him in the first place. So
he went ito.
I know, but he could have stayed. They were a wealthy family.
And that's not clear that Avram was a wealthy family when he first left Egypt. Lech me'arzecha me'olatecha me'savicha, leave everything behind.
His father.
He misses
it. Huh? Not his father. His father was wealthy.
That doesn't necessarily support your thing. Esther Elohim and Salek Noah.
No, okay, this is with people. That's a different thing. No, I'm serious.
Why?
No, I know. There's
I'm asking why.
No, because when you look at the context in which these things appear, it works when we're talking about the relationship of people, not God and people.
Okay.
Okay. There, I mean, that's what I said. I'm aware of that. It's the same thing as Chanoch. Chanoch also goes es Elokim, right? Vayisaleh Chanoch es Elokim. It's the same. It's the same thing.
It's the S is used for different purposes than.
No, but in those cases, it does mean with. It does mean with. But. Right. So the question is the same thing. But the truth is that as right as you are, I could still be devil's advocate and say Noah was only that way b'doro, right?
Right.
So in other words, he may have been an opportunist just as low. It's like I'm not the greatest guy, but I'm not as bad as those people. So the same interpretation is offered with Chanoch. And why did God, why did God take him? Some say he was the greatest tzaddik in the world. Some say he took him because had he not taken him at that point, Chanoch would have gone so far south that would have been really bad. Okay, and I don't want to go into that too much.
I heard an opinion that Bilam actually is a descendant of Balaam. There's some connection. And isn't there a story with
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, not about Bilam, but Balak. Because Lot is the father of Moab.
Yeah, isn't there a story about Lot and making a fence between his camp and Avram's?
Yeah, well, that's I mean,
the
same that's the next story.
The fence that the donkey runs into. However, they use that wall.
Okay.
It's the same. It's maybe the same.
Right, right, no.
The same.
Okay, so if that is true, then Lot is exactly Bilam.
Yeah,
because take a look at the next thing. So he goes with him, Pasuk Aleph, okay? The next time when we see the relationship, it is when it's about to describe for us the fight that Lot's shepherds have with Avram, which of course is the the impetus for their being separated. Bottom line is, the reason why Lot is with Avram is because it's helping him become wealthy. So he's going with Avram as Avram, Hayatzon of a car, but then they had to fight. So by Harlot Lot Ace Kol Kikari Day, my son Lot Bikedame Pardushman Al Khiv, right after the fight. The fight is between the shepherds. Lot and Avram, they still respect each other and they separate ways. And then when it describes to Avram, when Hashem describes to Avram, you know, don't worry, even though Lot is gone, you're still going to have children one day. He says, Hashem Amar Al Avram, Acharei Parid Lot Me Imo. In other words, Lot separated from that im relationship. Whatever it had been, whatever it had once been, it now is no longer. Lot's going to Sodom, and that is the end of the im relationship that they ever had.
So was there an impression that Lot was going to be the heir of
Avram? Avram certainly believed that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what the Torah tells us in that parable. The other one is you don't have the word ito here. I don't believe you have it in the relationship. But again, you see when it's emo versus when it's no longer emo, and that's the story of Yaakov and Lavan. That in the first source which I gave you, which is Bereishis Chazayin, this is when Rivka says to Yaakov, "You're going to go live with my brother." Lavan, Yashavta Imo, you're going to live with Imo until Esav is no longer angry. When Yaakov arrives, so Lavan brings him into his house. Lavan, he's Imo for 30 days, and then, I'm sorry, for a month, and then Lavan says to him, "Look, you know, you're my brother, but you know, what do you work for?" And that's when he starts working for him in order to get married and to begin his family. And when it's time for Yaakov to leave, Ayar Yaakov is Pnei Lavan, Vine Einenu Imo. Right? It's at this point in time that the relationship has gone sour because Lavan's children are saying that Yaakov has stolen all of their father's wealth. So Einenu Imo, he's no longer Imo. What is it now? Is it even Ito? We don't know. But it's certainly no longer emo, and that's just a subtlety, which I find to be interesting, based, of course, on everything that we've talked about until now.
That's a clincher.
No, I mean that is, you know, that is a clincher.
It would have been said Ito over there.
Yeah, it would have been, but unfortunately, it doesn't. Okay, so the point that I want to bring out from here is certainly the subtlety in the difference between Imo and Ito and Imahem, Imachem, Itam, etc., that we saw with Bilam, and how because Bilam wasn't completely honest with everybody, I mean, you know, maybe Bilam personally never changed because he knew what he wanted, but the fact of the matter is that he wasn't completely honest, so the relationship that he had with Balak was never really a good relationship, because as professional as Bilam wanted to be, he couldn't be professional because God wasn't, like, if Bilam were really honest, he would have said, you know what, bottom line is, God's not going to allow me to say what I'm going to say, so to come here and to take and to pocket, I'm not done with the sheep, and to pocket everything that I've, to pocket the fee, that's, you know, it's good for me, but it's a waste of Balak's time and money, because the bottom line is, I'm not going to be able to do what he wants. So that's that, the subtlety which we take here, and that, you know, the lesson in terms of communication is to be upfront and to be honest. So I found two more verses which I think, you know, since I talked about this, I called it making a relationship go sour quickly. So you know, often when we talk about relationships, the ones which we're closest to are our wives. So I have two psukim here which refer to the relationship of a husband and a wife, and one using the word es and one using the word im. Okay. When a man takes a new wife, right, when a man takes a new wife, he cannot go out to war. He has to be home for a year, and he has to rejoice. Now, some people say esishto means just, you know, make his wife happy, but v'simach esishto could also mean that you have to rejoice with your wife. Now, what does that mean? What do you mean? Shouldn't the relationship be im? Wouldn't that be the best kind of relationship? So I would like to posit that the first year of marriage, that's when you have all the really good fights. That's when you really get to know one another. And during that time period, you're figuring out how can we get to be Im. We're still as, you know, we're with each other. I remember a few months after I got married, somebody came over to me and said to me, "So, who's your best friend?" I'm like, "My best friend's my college roommate. What are you talking about?" And, you know, but no, but that's the truth. I knew him for 10 years. I knew my wife for 6 months. I mean, like, what kind of, how does she all of a sudden, you grow into it. If you ask me that now, he is a good friend, but he's not my best friend anymore. You know, it's like, you know, she's been my roommate a lot longer. So, nice. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so that, but that leads into the next passage, and that's the
what's the difference between Jewish state and the
world? Well, that's another. That supports my point, of course, because the Torah is a Jewish guideline. And that's the pasuk in Koheles, which is Re'e Chayim im Isha Asher Ahavta, see the life with the woman that you love. Kol Yemei Chayev Lecha. Okay, it's not so nice about what your life is, you know, your life of vanities, but that your life with your wife is supposed to be Im Isha Asher Ahavta, with being of the same mindset and being of the same approach, and that's the way in which we're supposed to guide our lives and our Jewish lives and our connection to Torah and the guide that it is for us. And I think that these two psukim just stand to support the difference between S and M. Not because that first year of marriage is supposed to be a bad thing, but the bottom line is that it could be a rough and tumble time. And so during that time, you're not necessarily yet completely Im. It's during that time that we develop our relationships to hopefully achieve the Re'e Chayim Im Isha Asher Ahavta, so that we can have a life of not miscommunications and misunderstandings, but hopefully a life with maximized communications, so that there will no longer be misunderstandings. Does that go?